Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you're here for yet another episode of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and Ants. Oh, no, we don't want those. We're going to continue talking about stress in our world and what stress does to our bodies. Yeah, there are times that stress is good. You know, if you are being chased by a lion, tiger, or bear, you want your brain to produce a lot of adrenaline and get you going so you can run faster than you've ever ran in your life. But, you know, when you're no longer being chased, you need that to calm back down and your brain to go back to normal, or else you live with a perpetual state of your ears and your shoulders touching, and that's not good. Well, today I want to talk to you about one of the things in our world that brings about a lot of stress for us, and that is the constant influx of the world news, current events. Now, you need to know to a certain extent what's going on. Now, I guess you do, but I'm just here to tell you, I know so little about what's going on in the world, just enough to keep me afloat, maybe, and maybe not even that much. I depend on my husband to keep me up to date on things, but I have a lot of stressors in my world and the work that I do and the sadness of the dementia caregiving journeys that I experience with folks, and then just life in general. You guys know it. There's a lot going on and a lot that needs to be done every day. So I'm thinking, I don't really want to know everything that's going on in the world and all the craziness. I don't need it all. And you don't, and neither does anyone need it all the time. When the news is on in your house perpetually, the TV's on or the radio's on or whatever, you're constantly scrolling on your phone to see what the updates are in the world news. That is detrimental to your health. It's detrimental to your stress level. It's detrimental. It causes anxiety and stress and tension and irritation and restlessness and anxiety. Did I mention stress? It's not good for you. It actually has a negative impact on your brain, on actual brain structure. According to the Cohen Military Family Center in New York City, problematic news consumption can significantly contribute to feelings of depression and anxiety, which in turn can have deleterious effects on our physical health. See, we see folks, commonly see folks having trouble with depression, anxiety, fatigue, sleeping, they have stress, they have anxiety, and all of these are killers. Did you know that stress is actually addictive? The more we find ourselves going through a stressful experience in life, the more likely we are to actually invent stressors. We get so used to living in that state of constantly being on instead of relaxed that we begin to invent stressors, and that is not good for us. And that, well, that's what we want to fight with everything we've got. And if you open the newspaper and you just look at the front page, I've got a copy of the New York Times here, and I bought it to clean the mirrors in my house because, P.S., that and a little bit of vinegar just works wonderful. But on the front page of the first section is about abortion clinics and then gang uprisings, shortage of medicine, water, and food in Haiti. Strife heats up between Biden and Netanyahu. There's an article about fentanyl deaths. That's all on the first page. And I tell you, I have the rest of the paper, and if you click through it, you're not going to suddenly see a whole section of good news. Why is that? You know, people talk about, oh, the world's just worse than it's ever been. Well, first of all, you don't know that because you weren't here then. But I've read the Old Testament. I don't think I want to be among some of the stuff that went on then. Is it really worse now? Or it's just that we know more about it. It's more prevalent. The knowledge of it's more prevalent. You know, something that's going on, you know, 5,000 miles from you, you might hear about it in just minutes after it's happened because of the internet and circulation of information. And that sounds good that we get that information, but it's not always information that we need for healthy living. Be very, very careful if you are exposing your loved one with dementia to those kinds of environments, that constant influx of unhappy information. We don't know why, at least it's never been explained to me, the why of the fact when our loved ones with dementia hear good news, they are more likely to forget it than if they hear bad news. Now, they are more likely to remember really good news, like you just won the Powerball was 3 point something million. Well, I didn't win it, but also didn't buy a ticket. I think that had something to do with it. They might would remember that because that's just off the charts kind of happy, but you tell them things that are unhappy, and they don't really have to be off the charts unhappy, just depressing or sad or not uplifting news, and it will stay with them for how long. You may not know for how long it'll stay with them, but we don't want it staying with them at all. We don't want them remembering the negative things because you know the impact it has on you, how your belly hurts and your head hurts and you just feel, you know, not quite yourself. Well, multiply that by many, many times and you've got the beginning of what it's like for your loved one with dementia. So don't do that. And then if you've got it going on all the time in the house, that is so hard on them. Don't expose them to that. Instead of the news channels, try a little bit of what is that channel that plays all the oldie shows? I don't know. We don't watch a lot of TV. But play the Dick Van Dyke Show or Gilligan's Island or Bonanza or the Mary Tyler Moore Show. You know, the Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke didn't even sleep together. That's how wholesome that show was. Where have we gone from there? Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I'm watching things and going, I'm glad baby Tess is not in the room because, So we have to be careful of what we bring into the world of our loved ones with dementia. I hope that gives you something to think about, makes your caregiving journey more successful. But you know what? It will also make you a healthier person. And you know what? When you're healthier and you feel better, the people you're around, they pick up on it. We all feel better. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.